We place a special focus on addictions here on the show today. And I want to leave this topic by offering a path to help. If that's you or if it's someone you know, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, they have a 24/7 helpline. It's 1-800-662-HELP. 1-800-662-HELP. That's nationwide, by the way. And in New Jersey, you can take the first steps to recovery by calling 1-844-REACH-NJ. 1-844-REACH-NJ. It's also a good thing, too, that restrictions are being lifted because any in-person counseling group session in New Jersey, that's not limited to the narrow side of indoor limitations, depending on where they're held. They can have up to 35% of the room capacity, up to 150 people. So the path to recovery is still wide open. Now, while I've shared statistics about this darkness called addiction, those numbers don't tell the full story because, well, you know, most people don't jump up and down and say, hey, look at me, I'm an addict, look at me. Many times an addict isn't discovered until they arrive at the emergency room or they're found passed out or passed away on some floor or some alley. We are all part of a community. A community under the banner of your family, your town, your city, your country, your God. We are also called on to play a role in our community. For some, that's a large role. Others, it's smaller. But there's one thing all those roles have in common. We're called on to give of ourselves to others, not just by words, but also by works. I initially wanted to separate these two readings of the book of James into one for the addict and one for the person in that addict's life. But the more I studied them, I realized that both apply to both. We read in James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Then in James chapter 2, verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.